A couple years back, when Admiral William McRaven gave the commencement address at the University of Texas, he told the story about a guy who was training to be a SEAL. The guy was about 5 foot in height, 5'4" to be exact. The SEAL instructor, well, he was over 6 feet tall. And this instructor looked over his shoulder towards the pounding surf of the ocean outside California, and he reached down and grabbed the student's flippers. Holding them close to the young sailor's face, he said, "Do you really want to be a frogman?" The sailor stood up straight and with a look of defiance in his eyes, "Yes, instructor, I do." "You're a tiny little man," the instructor said, waving the flippers in his face. "Those waves out there could break you in half." He paused and glanced towards the ocean. "You should think about quitting now before you get hurt." "I won't quit," the sailor said. A little later, that short guy had finished the swim, almost at the head of the class. Admiral McRaven said it taught him a very important lesson about life. It's not the size of your flippers that counts, just the size of your heart. The gospel offers us the same lesson in that story of the storm on the sea. As we heard, Simon Peter took that first step into the deep. The circumstances were frightening. The storm on the sea and the boat being beat by the waves. Still, we're told Simon Peter got out of the boat when he saw Jesus walking on the water towards him. "Come." "Come," Jesus says to him, repeating the invitation. Simon had heard from him just months before at the Sea of Galilee when Simon dropped his nets to follow the man from Nazareth. Then Peter had taken the first step. Now he takes another step. He understands that following the Lord Jesus means walking like the Master, even walking on water. So he steps out onto the treacherous waves. We all remember that scene at the start of The Lord of the Rings, when Frodo and Sam are leaving their village for a journey that will take them to the ends of the earth. As they cross the field, Sam stops. Frodo asks him, "What's the matter?" Sam says, "If I take one more step, I'll have gone further than I've been before." The two join arms and take the next step, and the next, and the next. So it is with Simon and with any of us who would be followers of that same Lord Jesus. If we really want to be like him, then we take that first step, even if it is frightening and a storm looks like it's about to split the sky. As we see in the story, Simon falters. He does. He sees, as we all do when we follow Jesus, that the wind against us is often very strong. We're afraid. We're scared that we're going to sink to the bottom of the sea. With the first fervor of faith behind us, we lose our courage to follow Jesus into the deep waters. We can't see the bottom beneath our feet. We've all had those moments of doubt or dread or despair. "We just can't do it, Lord. We can't. We can't take the next step." A comedian once said that he finds every day is an adventure, which explains when he steps out of his door, he usually wears a hard hat and keeps his head low. We could say, based on our own experience, that that is putting it mildly. Discipleship, walking like Jesus in this world, well, an adventure that doesn't even come close to describing it. Turning the other cheek, loving our enemies, giving the shirt off our back to somebody else. These challenges hit us like lightning strikes from the sky. And truth be told, we try to dodge them a lot of the times. We start out strong, Yes, we do. But we get scared soon enough by doubts about where we're going, or we start having dreams of a much safer path through this world. We falter in our faith, no different than our friend Simon Peter. The reality is that the best among us come to see that nobody becomes a disciple with just one step. In fact, it is step after step after step after step. And if we fall on our faces, well, we get up and we start over. Becoming Christ to others is 1,000 steps in the right direction. LBJ used to say that peace is a journey of 1,000 miles and it must be taken one step at a time. As with peace in this world, so with our becoming genuine disciples of the Lord. We walk the roads of this world behind him, a step at a time. It's really the only way to get from here to there, from sinner to saint. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. And if we're telling the truth, there are some days we seem to manage only half a step. Those days when the winds just want to blow against us, ripping to shreds all those good intentions we have. Then those nights when all the demons of the deep seem to eat away at our resolve to follow Jesus. We want to call it quits, finding ourselves sinking down, 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 further into the mud. In those moments, it's all the more important that we pray as Simon did, Lord, save me. That prayer usually is enough to get us back on our feet, back on track, back to being somewhat like Jesus. Every disciple who wants to walk like the Master comes to see that it takes many, many steps to get there. And there is no other way to do it. So the gospel hits home this morning. We find ourselves in good company with Simon, who tries to walk on water like Jesus, but who can't quite pull it off. The lesson here is that we're not going to make it on the first try. We aren't. Not on the second try either. Maybe not even on the 100th try. But discipleship is not about success. It isn't. It's about step by step by step determination to stay at it until we get it right, or close to right.